to you all tonight by the Miami.com, but I tell you, it's possible. It's possible. It depends how events like this play out, but it could be a once-in-a-lifetime event. I'm going to Cuba, but it's possible that it could be a once-in-a-lifetime event. It could be an event of Cobra Terra that you'll never participate in again. Told the light of the yeshiva, you know what it was supposed to be. How many thousands of Yungle light were in the yeshiva here from Lisa Nefesh for Torah, the likes of which we never speak about it enough, likes which you can't imagine. Just to be in one room with them is a source for thousands and thousands and thousands of Amele Batera who live Torah. And to be in the same room with them, and to daven with them together, Ma'ariv, and to say how many Asian rabbi together with them, it's a source. It may not come back again, such an opportunity. Besides the fact that there'll be the presence of all the G'dayah there, though, so I take for granted that Adam will come dressed appropriately from Ma'ariv of Kovat HaTorah, and the Ma'ariv of all the G'dayah there, though, coming to Mohab HaTorah, by the way. Torah is very downtrodden these days. What? Ties? It'd be nice to wear ties. You don't have to. For everything else. I saw your tickets at Mizrach or something. What? In the food section. You can imagine you can have an event without food? What? You can't imagine. So, hopefully it'll be a schuss and the Ebishto will hear our feelers and be Meroimim Kovat HaTorah again, which is so downtrodden. As I was told, all the speeches which are in Hebrew will be translated on the screen. All the speeches were given in beforehand and they were translated. Right? So they said, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if it works better than the elevator. I expect the world, but either way, whether or not, first of all, they guarantee that yes, they never guarantee the elevator. And number two is that, again, I say for myself, I don't think I've never participated in such an event of Kovat HaTorah, of the nucleus of the yeshiva, of all the lamedim together, that the yeshiva has grown to such a size that they can fill a stadium. They didn't give, by the way, tickets to any alumni. It's only the Talmidim of the yeshivas and the branches and the Batei Midrashim. It's something to see and to feel and be part of. You don't know where life takes you. You take something with you from Kovat HaTorah. It's a member of Kovat HaTorah. And a door that Torah is downtrodden and stepped on, and people are mezalzel in it, do something for God. The Gemara over here, I want to go over the Gemara again. I misled the Olam. I said I was starting this with your Berachah v'Manik. We start tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, B'Shal Tov v'Motzlachas. We'll continue on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. On Sunday, the show will be at 8:30 in the evening. I'm jumping over to 36 hours. After Ali Shor. But I'll be back on Sunday already, Mr. Hashem. So she'll be at 8:30 in the evening to have regular first aid of the regular Marmachemis, etc., etc., etc. We're going to begin tomorrow, Psicha, to the Sugya of Rechav HaManik. I only went on Daskan that I won't miss this year. As far as the shoes on Friday, you can pick up a board on the parish for yourselves. Zakti Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha Vereide Rav Adel Le Rav Ashi. Yeah? Amalei Rav Adel Vereide Rav Adel Le Rav Ashi. I broke down this Gemara. There are 10 stages in this Gemara. There are 10 different stages in this Gemara. I'll show you. I broke down this Gemara of Arichus Gadol. There are 10 different stages in this Gemara. We're going to learn Pshat today with obviously Lamdas. Those who think that's Pshat without Lamdas. There are 10 stages in the Gemara. Rabbi Bahama said a major Chiddush that I'm going to be with Tzila Chavera. Why is it a major Chiddush? Because the problem of Chav Lacherim. By the way, we have not yet dealt with why Taka is up from Chav Lachem. Why does he hold the Magid Zil Harik on Avero? We're going to see that in Mitzvah Shem at the bottom of Tesla Beis and Yoram and Aleph. And Yoram and Aleph is the sugya of Magid Zil Harik on Avero, why Taka Kain. Because what happened was that Robert brushed them off right away and said, no, there's no such thing as Mikud Zachi and Nafi Zachi Nami Lachavi with all the Zidim. So if you realize, there were really three parts to this sugya that we've been learning the last week. There's one part, which is the problem called an Achaz Agavi Karka, which requires Magriya Zil Chaver. That's one aspect of the Sugya, which is the Rosh, the Raibid, the Rajba, Kenyan being Mabato Kenyan, which we're going to be talking a lot now in the coming days. we have the aspect that Rabbi Muhammad said that the resolution to that, even though quote unquote it's chal b'acherim, that's a whole sugya. We haven't learned the sugya. I want to point out to you, we have not yet learned the sugya b'gezeil l'chaver kana chaveri. We've learned the sugya b'nachas l'gavi karka, we've learned the sugya b'gezeil d'zochi with the rules of b'gezeil d'zochi. The Madiyamol is b'gezeil l'chaver chaveri, what happened to chal b'acherim? We're going to see it in Mefor Shikmor with very, very tief alumdas and shas alumdas. We'll get to it in Mr. Shem, and Tessim Avez, Yodam Alap, B'shot Oyvim Mutzlachas. Right now we have over here, Roy Mahoma brought a raya to his din. That means, in our Mishnah, there's a raya to the din of Yisrael HaKavet. The obvious question is, where's the raya from? We'll start off stage one. So Gemara, all day, where did Ravada Rava find the case in the Mishnah where two people picked it up together? Step one is, Inem HaMeresha, Sanai Rukhs Metalis, over there we say Yachleku. So let's play dumb, okay? What does it mean? Kilu, it says Echleku, yes, it was time they both picked it up together. How they both picked it up together? It's Menachas HaGavi Karka. And for the Gemara, Hay Tekama Kulusha, Ivan Hag, Hay Tekama Kulusha, Hay Tekama Kulusha. So the Pashm Shat in the Gemara was, there's no, they didn't pick it up together. Like, where's Rabbi Chaim bringing a Raya from the Reisha in step one? Who's talking about two people picking it up? Each guy says, I picked it up. The Rishainim learned the Gemara much, much, much deeper. Like we said yesterday, the Rishainim learned that the Gemara's Raya from the Reisha. Well, there's a major problem with the Gemara, by the way. If you take a step back, the Gemara doesn't make sense. We're in the ratio, is there right to Rabbi Muhammad? It says something about two people picking up. Two people came to Bezah, all these Emakush, Emakush, where they pick it up together, where they're picking it up together, where they jointly pick it up. That's why the Rishonim learned that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't from the Etzim ratio. The Gemara's Kasha was a very sophisticated Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was that the reason why you're doing Yachleku is why? Because Chaluki Chayla Zemes. How could we Chaluki Chayla Zemes? Only they picked it up together. It means you take, no, they picked it up together. They picked it up together. It's probably Menachas HaGavi Karka. The Eitz must be, maybe that's the Lechavar Kodak Kodak. The whole stick will tear it. In order to say Yachleku, you have to take on Chaluki Chayla Zemes. In order to say Chaluki Chayla, they both picked it up together. If they both picked it up together, it's probably Menachas HaGavi Karka. How did they resolve it? Each guy picked up for the other. What does that help me? Elma, I can see Lechavar, that was the Raya. And that the Gemara answered. We're still in stage one. The whole Tifa raid that we said yesterday, very Tifa raid, very unusual raid what we said yesterday, but it's not Ayu said it, the Ramban said it, the Ran said it, the Ritva said it, the Rajba said it. They said a very interesting shot. They said that in order to be Chalukah Chalas Emes, I don't need to know that it's Mamish yours. I need to know that there's nobody else in the picture besides you two. I'm worried the Kateret. Yeah? In order to be Chalukah Chalas Emes, I don't need to know that it's Mamish yours. It could be Hefker. But if it's a Hefker that nobody else can get to, that's enough to be called Chalukah Chalas Emes. And why is anybody else not able to get to it? Because he said Kulushali, which effectively knocked out any other possible contender to go ahead and take it. That's stage one of the Gemara, so there's no raya from the ratio from the din of Chalukah Chalas Emes, because since each guy said Kulushali, so therefore there's nobody in the running for the Zach B'chal, because Mamash Amor Yudhika super lumdish of Shat in the Gemara. It's enough to be Chalukah Chalas Emes that nobody else is in the race. So now you're the only two that are in the picture. That was what the Gemara said. I said yesterday, Rashi's Mashal like that also. Why is Rashi like that Mashal? Because Rashi apologizes and says, and don't think that nobody's kainer. Now, why in the world would I think that nobody's kainer? I guess yesterday. Rashi says, and don't think nobody's kainer. So I said, why would I think that nobody's kainer? Why in the world would anybody think that nobody's kainer? Why should anybody not be kainer? He's a cool shul. It's either his or it's his. Why in the world would anybody make a mistake? I think nobody's going to. Why? Because they picked it up together. Who picked it up together? Who said they picked it up together? Who's talking about picking it up together? The Rashi's not talking about it up together. So when you see as a Rashi, you can faint. Rashi says, and don't say nobody's going. Why in the world would anybody say nobody's going? And he has a whole stick of terror because the third guy's coming in. And he said, Kusha, why in the world would I say nobody's going? Somebody said we picked it up together. I said it's mine and you said it's yours. The answer is what we said yesterday is coming to Bavon, the Rishonim's Kasha, that, and I know that they said Kulushali, but what about Chaluk Chalas Emes? B'chulu. But we said that's stage one of this. Come back to this one. Stage two. Elameh, Hadikhtani Zemer Kulushali, Zemer Kulushali, Vasul Amalei Mishni Yisera, Shmami Namar Mishni Yisera, what's this? Stage two. We're going step by step now, we're building this one. Stage two is, the Gemara says, you're right, from the Reisha there's no Raya, Zemer Kulushali, Zemer Kulushali, with all the sophistication of yesterday's year. Next stage. Stage two. It's Mishnah Yisera, the extra Mishnah. What's derived from the Mishnah Yisera? What's derived from the Mishnah Yisera? Where's the Araya? I'm like, B'yev Yitzhiya L'chavera, Kona Chavera. Says Rashi, so Rashi was very bothered. Mishnah Yisera, Vas Ephes. Where's the Mishnah Yisera? I want to say Avarim Shad here. Stage two, other one, step two. Station two. Rashi was bothered. I don't say Mishnah Yisera, then you have extra Mishnah. So I don't say, so go learn Hilchos Lulav. Go learn Hilchos, I don't know what. What do you mean you have Mishnah Yisera? We're in the Mishnah Yisera. You're supposed to learn how to do it. I'm like, we have a Zilachver, Kana Chavera. What's going on here? So you could say, yeah, I don't know, it's a mission, it's an exhibition, we don't know what to do with it, so we throw in. Now, like we were saying, Karnas HaVeir, Rashi was very bothered by that. We're in the mission, you say, this episode, right? You have an extra mission, okay, I don't know. So what are you choosing to learn out? The mission's not talking about a case of two guys picked it up, right? Mission's talking about one case of Kulishim, one case of Kulishim. Chalik HaLazem as we took care of. So where's the matter from? Mission's not talking about the case where they both picked it up, right? So you could say, Mishnah Yisera. It is talking about Chalik HaLazemes, bam, bam. Rashi, therefore, goes take a different direction. And Rashi says a whole shtickle Torah. They don't appreciate the shtickle Torah. And we're learning the Gemara again. Rashi is a whole shtickle Torah. Rashi is like this. You know what the Mishnah Yisera says? Mishnah Yisera doesn't teach me how to give a Siddur HaRekhan of Ver. Mishnah Yisera doesn't teach me two guys picked it up. The Mishnah is not talking about two guys picked it up together. The Mishnah is not talking about two guys picked it up together. So what's the Mishnah Yisera teach me? So for Rashi, a whole shtickle Torah. Mishnah Yisera Bechal doesn't teach me how to give a Mitzvah. Mishnah Yisera doesn't teach me Shnayim Sheik B'yu. Mishnah is not talking about Shnayim Sheik B'yu. Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why I make Yachleko. One guy said Kula Shali, and one guy said Kula Shali. Why making Yachleko? So the normal reason why I make Yachleko says Rashi. Moment of Mutu Basafik. Cholken, that's Shitas Rashi, four Rashis we said, remember? Beis. You don't need Oichzin. Beis on the Beis. Somchus. Vovom and Aleph, Shor Shachal of Anacha. And this Rashi. Mamin Hamoto B'Safik Chokin. So what's the Mishnah Yisera saying? Mishnah Yisera saying, a new reason why I make Yachleku. A new reason why I make Yachleku. A new reason why I make Yachleku. You know why I make Yachleku? Because we take on that what really happened is, what really happened is, he's saying this, he's saying that, we know what happened. What happened is they both picked it up together. They both picked it up together? That's why I'm making Yachleku? Oh. That's all the Mishnah Yisera teach, by the way, that's Geshmak. I mean, the Mishnah Yisera is not teaching me a din of a Yisera HaKana Chavero. Where did that land in our mission over here? We're on mission there, Shai Baruch, so landed a din of Magbir Mitzia. The Mishnah is saying a din of Yachleku. The Mishnah Yisera is coming to teach me a new reason why you make Yachleku. What's the new reason why you make Yachleku? Not because Mamon also Chalkin. You make Yachleku because Chazal said, you know, when two people come into Bezit, that was a Shmek Mir, that what really happened is they both picked it up together. They both picked it up together, what's that going to help me? That's a reason to make Yachleku. That's a reason to make Yachleku. Yeah, it's just they both picked it up together, so what? Nobody was kinder. The answer is, I'm going to be able to see that's stage two of the Gemara. So yesterday I asked the Mari the Kakasha. What did I ask? Yesterday I asked the Mari the Kakasha on stage two. So stage one is that you can't learn out from the Dinochalikah Chalazemes, why not? Because even if it's Hefker, even if nobody was kinder, it's the Chalikah Chalazemes, why? Because other people are out of the picture. Says the Gemara stage two, what does the Gemara say? No, it's an extra Mishnah. What's the extra Mishnah? Has an extra Mishnah teach me Yotzi Lefero? The extra Mishnah doesn't teach me Yotzi Lefero. The extra Mishnah teaches me a new reason why I make Yachleku. Once I know the reason why I Yachleku, it has to be they're both kind of figure Hakasha. Why is that true? Is there a reason why I make Yachleku? Why? Because they both picked it up together. Who says they're kind? Maybe they're not kind. I said, why do you give it to them? We just said a minute ago. What did we just say a minute ago? That the third guy from the Shuk is what? The third guy from the Shuk is neutralized. Why is the third guy from the Shuk neutralized? Why is the third guy from the Shulchan out of the picture? Because Amakulashli, the big raid of yesterday. So there's a Steve and Rashi. Rashi, a line before, says that you can't bring a raid from the Reisha to Fonchlikos Amas. Why? Because even if it's Hefker, even if nobody was Kaina, even if Amarivos Hefker would not be Kaina Hefker, still that there would be that they would get a why? Because everybody else is out of the picture. So what changed now in Pshatu? Pshatu is what? It's a Mishnah Yisera. What's Mishnah Yisera? Say me. That the reason why we give it to them is why? Because they both picked it up. Have the same kasha. You hold of the svara of what? Of the guy from the shuk is neutralized. He's not in the picture, so of course they get it. What's the answer to that kasha? That was the $200 kasha that I asked yesterday. One second. So the answer obviously is, and I'm going to prove it soon. I'm still at stage two. The answer to yesterday's huge kasha is a very geshmak of art. It goes like this. In the first Mahalach of Rashi, why is there Yachleku in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah itself, well, I'm saying a big part here. Why is the Yachleku in the Mishnah? Because Maman Amut was Safik Chalkin. Just as a din, it has to be what? Chaluka Yechel Diyazemes. What do I need Chaluka Yechel Diyazemes? In order to be Chaluka Yechel Diyazemes, it has to be that these two guys are the only ones who can get it. It means like this. The reason why I'm doing Yachleku in stage one of the Gemara, I broke it up into stages. In stage one of the Gemara, why am I doing Yachleku? Because Mamoin, Hamuto, Besafik, Chalkin. That's the reason why I make up Shara. It's the Din of Sumkas, by the way. It's international, global Din of Sumkas. Stage one. It has to be Chaluka Chalas Amos. What's Chaluka Chalas Amos mean? Chaluka Chalas Amos has to be that it's reasonable that these two guys deserve to get it. The answer is it's reasonable. Why is it reasonable? Because even if they weren't Kaina, even if Maravilla Zilvel, Lake Kana Chaver, even if it's Hefka, nobody else is in the picture, correct? So nobody else in the picture. There are only two candidates. So it's reasonable to give. That's called Chalukei Yochel Lezemes. There's nobody else in the picture anyway, like we said yesterday. So if the reason why you're making Chalukah is because of Mammon Hamutu B'Sofik Chalkin, that's why you're making the Chalukah, you have a Pshar. Just you need to have Chalukei Yochel Lezemes. And that Rashi said, the third guy can't come. The third guy's not in the picture. The third guy's not a player over here, because Isaac Kulusha, Isaac Kulusha. Came along to Mishnah Yisera and said, no. The reason why I'm making a chalukah is because that I'm naming on that that's what happened. That's the Siba that I'm making the chalukah. Oh, that's the Siba you're making the chalukah? That's the Siba you're giving each guy half? That's only from a review of Silachoy or Konachaveroi. If it's going to be hefker, there's no Siba to give each guy half. And this is the shinui between stage one and stage two. In stage one, where the reason why you make a chalukah is because of Mom and Amutos up a chalkin. Just as a din, they have to have Chalukah Chalilus Emes. Chalukah Chalilus Emes doesn't bother me that it's Hefker. It's true that it's Hefker, but nobody else is in the picture. So it's Hefker that only these two have access to. That's called Chalukah Chalilus Emes. That's called in the ballgame. But in stage two, the Gemara said it's a Mishnah Yisera. And what does the Mishnah Yisera teach me? What does the Mishnah Yisera teach me? It doesn't teach me the din of Amarim and Silach Averi. It teaches a new reason why I'm making it. Why I'm making a Chalukah? Because when we see as our story, we take on that what really happened was that both guys picked it up together and they deserve to get half. So what's the pshat? I'm not making a chalukah because of a pshar or just I need chalukah yechoyel al yasemes. It has to be reasonable. I'm making a chalukah because I took on that half belongs to him. Half belongs to him. That's only if I'm going to say that. That's nifla moed, amita shotei, what?
Saying like the
Rishayim
in the first
Rashi?
Saying like the Rishayim?
No. I'm saying that yesterday's talinon and today's talinon are two different things. I'll explain. Yesterday's talinon. You're asking what? You're asking yesterday. I said also we nam on, right? That's what you're asking me? You asked me that yesterday also I said we nam on in the Rishonim, correct? So the answer is I'm saying two different darkas. What?
Rashi, the first Rashi is saying like the Rishonim.
The first Rashi is saying like the Rishonim. So what, how does the Shem...
Rashi doesn't say that.
Forget about what they say. I'm willing up the Rashi said like that. I know that. I'm saying the Rashi don't like that. That's all I'm saying. But he's asking a different kasha where you should have asked. Okay? What you meant to ask. I'm saying, yeah, what do you... Because how do you get further in life if you don't steal kashas from people? That's how you move on. Yeah, I've been doing that since I'm 12. Yeah, listen carefully. The words like this, listen carefully to Tifa right here. The words like this. There's two types of talinons, there's two types of nemingons, watch. In the first stage of Rashi, we make chalukah because of an international or global thing called Mammon Hamutu B'Sofik Chalkin. Right? Just before it is, it's Ein Chalukah Chol HaZemes. He says Kulash, he says Kulash Shali. So we take on that. That's not what happened. If I would take on that each guy picked it up alone, the board game is over. It's chrome. It's corrupt. I'm not going to do that. So we say, you know something? There's a good chance that both guys picked it up together. If both guys picked it up together, it's not corrupt anymore. Why? Not because of Tosis that it's not corrupt because I didn't take it right. It's not corrupt because we're the only two in the picture. That's already not called corrupt. You know what's called not corrupt? Like the Tiferet I said yesterday. We're the only ones who are not in the picture. So the Talinon of yesterday means I can take on like that. The second Talinon is much more than that. The second Talinon is, that's why I did Yachleku, because I'm naming on that that's what happened. Not that could have happened. To make it Chaluk Yachal Yisem is it's enough that it could have happened. There's a possibility that's what happened. And if that's what happened, it's okay. The question is, what do you mean? But even if they picked it up together, it's still Hefka. The answer is Mercedes, but corrupt, it's not corrupt anymore. The second stage of the Gemara is saying that the reason why I make Yachleku is because the narrative is that that's what happened. That's what happened. That's because they were koine. Each guy was koine half. That's Nifla Moed Lamita Shalteira. That's why the Taina that Rashi said in stage one, he doesn't say in stage two. Because in stage one, the Chaluk is not because I took on that each guy picked it up together and you deserve to get half. It's Moedic. Shot one is you get half because it's Mamazov and Chalkin. So tell me it's a chromazach. It's not a chromazach because if they both picked it up together, then everybody else is out of the picture. That's called not chrome. But in stage two, the reason I'm giving you half is because I hold you deserve to get half. I deserve to get half. Why do I deserve to get half? Because I'm going to say, hey, I can't have ever. That's Niflamoy, Lamita Shotera. Those are the first two stages of the Sukkot. So stage one is, let's learn out from how I mean. Let's learn out from Chalukah Chol HaZemes. The answer is no. Zemer Kulashali, Zemer Kulashali. Stage two in the Gemara is, it's Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera teaches me a whole new reason why I make Yachleku. You make Yachleku because we take on that you're full of baloney. We know what happened. I want to point out to you. In the first pshat, Chalukah doesn't mean we know what happened. It could be it happened. Ula, it happened. Utekan, it happened. But that's not the reason why I'm making a chalukah. So I could say, you know what? They both picked it up together. We left the corruption range. Why did they leave the corruption range? Ayat Hefker, maybe it belongs to somebody else. No, no, no. Somebody else can't touch it. That's Nifloid. But in Pshat 2, where we have a Gilu, we have a Mishnah Yisrael, we told you a new reason, we're giving you half, not because of Sofik, not because of Sonkas. We're giving you half because we take on that what really happened was you picked it up together. For that, it has to be that Taka belongs to you. Otherwise, why are you giving the guy half? Do call the Longva, do something else. Why are you giving the guy each half? Do call the Longva, what's up with half? The answer is we take on. Are you taking on? How many meals do you have? That's stage 2 in the Gemara. Look for the Gemara Baita. That's Niflamoid. Fagadi Gemara. Oh, Kimnal, look inside. Stage 3 now. I'm building more. We have another 7 stages. 8. Okay, so we're not leaving to the event to hear any singers until we finish all the 8 stages that are left, yeah? Look inside. Fagadi Gemara, Mishni Yisera. Look at this. Now looking inside. Oh, Kimna Resha B'Metzia, the Sefer Bakuchum Emker. Fagadi Gemara, is that an extra mission? Now the Gemara that Bezim and Bez said, the Zemar Kulish is going on Mekachum Emker, and the Gemara made a Tzrichasa, so it's not extra, stage 3. So the Gemara Vaita, Elami Seifa, stage 4, the rise from the Seifa, Zemar Kulish, the Mechati Shali, Hasul Amoli, El Mishni, Yisera, Shmami, No, Yisera, Ver, Kana, Chavera, stop right here. I have a double nifla to say, watch what I'm going to say now. The Gersa in the Gemara is at the Rai, we're stage 4 now, all right? There's a Gersa in the Gemara that the Raya from Kula Shalchati is from a Mishni Yisera, right? It's extra. It's extra. If you felt it's extra, then what? So we learn out the same gather, right? It's extra. Rashi learns like this Gersa or not. Well, Rashi, there's another Gersa. Toysa says, we're not Gersa Mishni Yisera. Where's the Raya from the Sefer, stage 4? It says Chetzi. How did it get to be Chetzi? Picked it up together, correct? How did you say Chetzi? How did you get to Hefa Talos? Faisos, you picked it up together. I'm going to say, 1 second. Rashi is Goyer's the Gemara, the way we have the Gemara that stage 4 is a Mishnah Yisera, or Rashi learned that the Raya was directly from the Mishnah. What do you say? How do you know? Very good. Very good. That's the Raya. I don't have another Raya, by the way. Not first of all. There's no second of all. Yeah? Rashi says before, I'll get to her, I'm going to say it over Nifla soon. Rashi says, later on the page, the Gemara says, Shnayim Reichvin, two guys riding a horse, the Gemara says, Mishnah Yisera, right? What does Rashi say over there? Was Rashi say Kid Precious? How do I know? Because it's after the Rashi and Mishnah Aveda, right? So Rashi says Kid Precious by the next Mishnah Yisera. Why does he say Kid Precious here? Why does he say Kid Precious here? Mishnah Yisera is Kid Precious. By the way, the Kid Precious is a whole shtickle term. There's no reason why it's Achleiku. That was all over stage 2, right? Where does Rashi bring Kid Precious on Mishnah Yisera? Only after Mishnah Aveda, which is the story of the horse. Why doesn't Rashi say Kid Precious over here? You didn't hear what I said. It's the wrong Divrei HaMaskil though. There was a Mishnah Yisera before Reichvim. You didn't know what I said. Why is that the same thing over there? Same Kid Precious, extra Mishnah. What are you talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. It's a Mishnah Yisera to Megala. Why do Chalukah? It's not Shachat Mechal. That's true. It's just a Gila. Why do Chalukah in the Mishnah? Why should it make a difference? And by the way, Rashi said the Kid Precious over here because the Precious is very, very complicated. The answer is, the Pashav Shad is, I'll explain to why it has to be like that soon. Why are you making faces? Correct, and that's why it's a Pella, the next Rashi. The next Rashi, he doesn't say anything either, it's Pashat. The same Mishni said, it's the third time Mishni said in the Gemara. The first he says, the second he doesn't, the third he does. What are you talking about? Okay, it's right what I'm saying. The third is, watch this. Rashi was Gerus like Taisus. Taisus had a different Gerus to hear. We weren't Gerus Mishni Yisera on stage 4. Where was the Raya from? By the way, why is stage 4 not a Mishnah Yisera? By the way, can anybody tell me? Why is the Mishnah of Kula Shechetzi not a Mishnah Yisera? What? Why is it not a Mishnah Yisera? Why is it a big Kiddush? We had a Tosis on the Bezim and Aleph who broke his heart on it. Remember? Remember that Tosis? Migu with Ein Sofek Moitz Midei Vadai with the B'chaim and the Chemda Shlema. And right, b'chula, b'chula, b'chula. So there's a lot of motivation to learn stage 4 that it's not a Mishnah Yisera. It's not a Mishnah Yisera. So Rashi wasn't garrison. Rashi doesn't say Kid Precious here. Rashi's Kid Precious down the page. So stage 4 is not a Mishnah Yisera. I'll prove you in a minute why Rashi had to learn like that in a Dovah Nifla Mamish. Watch what I'm going to say now. Stage 4 is that it's not a Mishnah Yisera. So what's the Raya slowly? Where's the Raya from Kula Shali Chatsi? Very simple. How did it get to be Chatsi Shali? Raya is directly from the Mishnah. How did it get to be Chatsi? He says Chatsi Shali. How did you get here for Talos? Vices, you both picked that up together, and each one's kind of survivor. That's stage four. Now watch the Shitasa here. Zokti Gemara, stage five. There's no raya from the Sefer, why not? Dilma Mekachumemka, stop right here. Who says it's a raya from the Sefer Kul Shechas? Maybe it's from Mekachumemka. That's what I'm going to say now. If Rashi would have learned that the raya from the Sefer from Kul Shechas is from the Mishnah Yaseira, does the Gemara's Kasha of Mekachumemka make sense? I'm saying Amari the Gazach. The Gemara said there's a raya from the Sefer, stage four. If the Girsa would have been the way our Girsa says that the raya is because it's an extra Mishnah, so could stage five make sense? What's stage five? Maybe it's Mekach Memkra, so what? Hale Rashi learns that the Mishnah Yaseira teaches me a new reason why you do Yachleiku. And once I know a new reason why you do Yachleiku, it applies to all the cases of the Mishnah. Simon Tzia, Simon Mekach Memkra. So what's the Gemara saying to Mekach Memkra? Bish loim if the Mishnah Yaseira would be a direct riot to Magbir Metzia Lecherek HaMai Seh. It's not to Magbir Metzia, so we're Mekach Memkra. But if we bow to Mishnah Yaseira is a gilu of why we do Yachleiku in the Mishnah. So what do I care if the Mishnah Yaseira was talking about Mekach HaMemka or was talking about Metzia? It's an extra Mishnah. And what's the extra Mishnah teach me? It's Megala to me, there's a new reason why you do Yachleiku. You do Yachleiku not because of Maman HaRas of Chol, you do Yachleiku, why? Because we take on the both guys picked it up together. So why do you tell me you know Mekach HaMemka? No, I don't need to know Mekach HaMemka. There's an extra line in the Mishnah that you do Yachleiku Mekach HaMemka. But Mekach HaMemka itself is extra. The Tzrichas of that phase was the first Mekach HaMemka. It's extra, you have an extra line. What do we do with extra lines in the Mishnah, Rabbi Say? It teaches us a new reason why you make Yachleiku. That means it's a gilu in the Mishnah why you make Yachleiku is not because of Maman HaRas of Chol HaKohen like you thought. The reason why you make Yachleiku is because we know why they both picked it up together. We now know that they both got it together. On that, there's no chilik between Mitzia and what it called. If you be Megala to me, a new reason why you make Yachleiku, a vada that radiates to the entire Mishnah. Say the case of Mekach HaMemka doesn't have a problem with Nachas HaGavi Karka, by the way. Why? Because there's no problem of Magbir Mitzia, because Nachav L'Cherim, a guy can sell to whoever he wants. Mela, have a Moira the Kakasha. What is stage five saying that there's no Raya because of Mekach HaMemka? So what if it's Mekach HaMemka? But I still have a raya for a new reason why you make Yachleiku. And once I knew that there's no reason why you make Yachleiku, that's megala on the entire Mishnah, that the reason why I make Yachleiku is not because of Maman HaMutas of a Chokin, the reason why I make Yachleiku is because of why, because they both picked it up together. By Mekach HaMemka, it's okay, because there's no Chav L'Cherim there. But by Metzia, where it's Chav L'Cherim, how does it work? Elamai Tzerai, then I'm going to see L'Cherim, Kona Chaveroi. So what's the Gemara saying, Mekach HaMemka? The answer is, I just finished saying, that wasn't the raya from the Sefer. The raya from the Sefer wasn't because it's a Mishnah Yaseira, because it's not a Mishnah Yaseira. What was the raya from the Mishnah from the Sefer? The raya from the Sefer was, how do you get the Chetzi? Ah! That's your raya, how you got the Chetzi? It's over Mekach HaMemka. The Mekach HaMemka, there's no problem on Yaseira Lefer Kana Chaveroi. See, if the raya of the Gemara would have been from a Mishnah Yaseira stage 4, then stage 5 doesn't make sense. Stage 4 says what? What does stage 4 say? That there's a raya because of extra Mishnah. What does an extra Mishnah tell me? An extra Mishnah tells me, why do you make Chaluk in the Mishnah? You make Chaluk in this Mishnah. You made a mistake. You thought it's because of Manos of Mechalkin. That's not the reason. The Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason, a different reason, a better reason why I make Yachleiku. Make Yachleiku because we now want that both guys picked it up together. Once I know that that's the reason why you make Yachleiku in the Mishnah, what do I give? It's Mekach HaMemka. Mekach HaMemka is Megala to me, the entire Mishnah why I make Yachleiku. The Mishnah includes a case of Mitzia also. The classic case is Zerah Me'ani Mitzia, Zerah Me'ani Mitzia. That's the classic case of the Mishnah. Memela, Vibalt, we have a Mishnah Yisera, which teaches me a new reason why I make Yachleiku. So what's stage five? The answer is, because stage five, four, wasn't the Mishnah Yisera. There is no Mishnah Yisera, Kula Shalikatsuli. Stage four was that there's a direct ride for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that I picked up half. The Mishnah says, I picked up half. How'd you pick up half? You picked it up together. I'm going to see the anyone else. I'm Mekach HaMemka. There's no raya over there. I'm Mekach HaMemka. There's no problem. Chav L'Cherim. When a guy sells something to somebody, there's no Chav L'Cherim. I'm selling it to you two guys. Of course each guy could do for the other. The end is no Chiddush of Rami Machom. I'm going to see the Chavir. It's Niflam Oed Lamita Shotor. So Rashi had a Hechrich. It means I made the Diyak that Rashi only bought the Kiddush Precious later on. Rashi had a Hechrich to learn like that because the next Kasha didn't make sense. What's the Gemara asking in stage 5? Don't Mekach HaMemka. There's no Kasha Bechal because I have an extra line that taught me a reason for Yachleiku. That extra line is a Gilu on the whole Mishnah, not just in the case of Mekach HaMemka. It's a Gilu why you do Yachleiku in the Mishnah. That applies to Mitzia also. After the Gemara, Elamai, it wasn't an extra Mishnah. So what was the Raya stage four from the Etzim story? That the guys at Chetzi Shali said, they won't slow it up to my Mitzia. They saw Mekka Chumemka. That's Niflum word. After the Gemara, it taught Mekka Chumemka. So what's the Kiddush? I think what the Kiddush is... The might say that a guy's potter when he says here because he wanted to look good. So if he was a liar, he would have said the whole thing. The answer is it's not a good migu or it's not a good meshav aveda because he's doing it in order to look like a good guy. So where are we holding? Stage 1 wanted to learn from the ratio, we knocked it out. Stage 2 wanted to learn from Mishnah Yisera. Stage 3 said it's not extra because in the ratio it's not a Mishnah Yisera, you need to make a Chumemka. Stage 4 said, okay, so let's move over to the Sefer. How did the guy get hold of Chetzi Shali? There's not a Mishnah Yisera. There it's a part of what? There it's a Raya from Chetzi. If he was Chetzi, maybe it's Mecha Chumemka. Stage 6, if it's Mecha Chumemka, so what's the Chiddush? Mishnah Aveda, that we don't say that you get off the Shvua, get off the hook. So if you want later. Stage 7. Hello, me, the rise from here. Shnayim Rechim, and our Gabi Behema. Pasula Mali. What's this? Who needs this? El Vishisei Rishmamino. Ayyzeveh Konachaveroi. What stage? What do you call it? What stage 7? Shnayim Rechim, we'll go slowly. Says Rashi, what's the Raya? Vishnisei says Rashi. Kidapricious. What's the Raya, by the way? Kidapricious. Now here, it's Mardik. By the way, here the Gemara doesn't slug up and say maybe Mecca Chumemka. Do you notice? Why not? Here the Gemara doesn't say maybe Mecca Chumemka. Why not? Because it's Mishnah Yisera. The minute it's Mishnah Yisera, what's Kidapricious mean? What's Kidapricious mean? Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why you make what? Yeah, play cool. And once it's the new reason why I make a chleiku that radiates to all the cases of the mission, the Simon CS I make a chleiku. It's the new reason why I make a chleiku. How do you make a chleiku? Because you make a chleiku because we never the both guys picked it up together. Never the both guys picked it up together. How are they kinda? How many of us here? Kana Khaveri. And now the more can't say maybe make a chleiku, maybe this. It's a riot from Mishnah Yisrael, Kid Aprecious. So now we have a riot from Mishnah Yisrael. There's no reason why I make a chleiku, we have a riot, and maybe a silver, Kana Khaveri. But there's a big shina between Rashi and the Ritva that the Hilger Ptois points out in Rish Samach Tess of Kron Beis that I asked you to see today. And this is a psicha to the next sugya, so you might as well talk about it now. The Ritva says, word for word like Rashi over here. Very strange. The Ritva over here says, word for word like Rashi. What's the Mishnah Yisera? I used to see Ritva, a very short Ritva. The Ritva says, what's the Raya? Mishnah Yisera. So Ritva speaks out like Rashi. Do you see the Ritva? Ritva Chadasha speaks out, I'm in stage number 7. That the Ritva speaks out that what's the Raya from Mishnah Yisera? He says a whole stickle toys, just like Rashi. The Raya is that since it's Mishnah Yisera. And the Mishnah Yisera is teaching me a new reason why you make what? Yachleku. And the new reason why you make Yachleku is we take on the both guys picked it up. If both guys picked it up, how they coined it, that must be a magnificent kind of affair. That means the Mishnah Yisera wasn't teaching me directly to the Nevagar. Wasn't teaching me directly to the Nevagar Chama. It was teaching me a new reason why you do Yachleku. And once I have a new reason why you do Yachleku, so maybe we know how Magnificent kind of affair. So the Ritva says like Rashi, but he says a knech. And the knech that he says is that it's not a raya from the sefer, from the fact that in the sefer, when two guys ride a horse, that's the reason why you make yachleku, it's a raya to the ratio of talus. Again, he learns like Rashi that the Mishnah says, Megalo, the reason why you make yachleku. And once I know there's a reason why you make yachleku, then I know how my business is going to have error. But the Raya is not from the horse. The Raya is from where? From the talus. The safe is a gilu to the ration. Why can't it be from the horse? Because by the horse, I don't even recognize the chavera. Why can't that? Is medayik the heliger ktois in reis samach tesukon days? Because by two horses, when you do mashicha, when you do a roich by two horses, there's no problem of menachas agave karka. Menachas agave karka is only where? It's only by agbah. So therefore, the Ritva, albeit learns that there was a gilui over here that you make a new reason for Yachleku, and the new reason for Yachleku, they both picked it up together, and that's a raya that if they both picked it up together, but not from a horse, it's from a talus. It's a raya to the ratio. Why? Because by horses, you don't need a regular Yachleku. There's no problem. I did a mashiach and you did a mashiach. Everything's good. So first of all, that's a mega stira to what? That's a mega stira to what? To the Ritva himself. The Ritva said, "Veshutu shegonvu." The Dvar himself said, yes, 2 days ago, by Shultim Shagandru, that the case where you need a Mebiyat Silach, Mebiyat Karnach, Mebiyat was what? A case where they both did Mashiach. It's a stira. There's no answer to the stira, rather. It's a stira. One of the Ritvals was misprinted, probably. The Ritvals says before, by Shultim Shagandru. Oh, no, that's not a, there is a terrorist. 1 second. It's not a misprint. We'll get to it in a second. I forgot. The Ritva over by Shultim Shagandru says, by two guys doing Mashiach, what's the din? You need to come on to Mebiyat Silach. And over here, by two guys, right? He says, the rise from Talis, not from the Chamor. Unless there's a chilek between Meshicha and Reicha, which we're going to talk about in the coming days. Unless there's a chilek between Meshicha, two guys do a Meshicha, it clashes with each other, you need a Mevias and a Chaverer. When two guys do Reichvein, then I don't care, there's no problem. That will be a teretz to the steer of the floor, which you need to examine what is the kinyan of Reicha, what is the kinyan of Meshicha. But either way, Yitva brings down the Ktsois, learned that the Raya of the Gemara from the Mishnah Yaseira in stage 7 was Al Derech Rashi. That there's a gilu of a new of chalukah, but it's not from the chamor, it's from the talus. Because by chamor, there's no problem of menachas. That's a stira to the ritvo, says the Mashiach, there is a problem. Akoponim, that's what the ritvo says. Now Rashi argues, do you agree? Rashi says, kidapricious. Rashi's not myrich and say that the rai is from talus. Rashi says, kidapricious. The rai is, there's a new zirah making a chalukah, and zirah making a stira. According to the ritvo, it's a whole patch rai. The rai is not from chamor, the rai is from talus. There's a chayr statement in Rashi, and that's what the ksais is medayik, it's not my diak. The Ktsais is medayik that from the fact that Rashi says Kidapricious without adding on that the Raya is from Talbis, not from Hamor, it's right that by Hamor also you need to come on Tarim Biosila Chaver Kana Chaveri, because by Meshicha also they cancel each other out, like we said from the Tais of Rosh, and therefore you have to come on to a din of Biosila Chaveri even by Meshicha, not just by Akbar. That's the Ktsais and Reis Amartes of Quran Base. Here too, in this Ritva, I have the same Shtikul Torah that I said in Rashi. The Ritva says that the Raya was because there's no reason why I make Yachleiku, and that's a Raya that what the Hamik Mitzvah Kana Chaveroi, either Ritva himself 2 lines earlier said, like the Ramban, the Ran, and the Ritva, that there's no Raya from two guys picking it up, because as long as everybody else can't touch it, it's enough to be called, two guys get it. The answer is the same terrorist that I said. The Ritva and the Ran and the Rajba, the Ramban of yesterday, were talking about Chaluki Chirlius Emes. So for Chaluki Chirlius Emes, it's enough, even if it's Hefker, as long as the rest of the world is kicked out of it, that's fine. That's good. And over here we're talking about a new reason why we do Chalukah. A new reason why we do Chalukah, that has to be mamers that each guy was kaina, and therefore we have a raya, I mean, we are still a chavera, I kana chavera. After the Gemara, stage 8. So after the Gemara, you're right. There's no raya from Rochav, why not? The Dilma Hakamashma the Reichav Nami Kana. Maybe the Mishnah is teaching me that Reichav is Kana. Now here's a big problem. We'll start. This is the Psicha to the Sugi of tomorrow. What's this? Maze. Says Rashi, what does Reichav mean? A very strange Rashi. The Reichav Kana of Alpha Gap, the Loy Meshicha, he Shein as Zazavim Rekrema, Shein Manhiga Baraklov. Oh, yeah, this Rashi set off such aggressive stuff as you can imagine. Rashi says the Mishnah is coming to teach me there's a new Kenya called Reichav. Now we know when a person makes Kenyanim, there's a Kenya called Meshicha. There's a kinyan called Hagbah, there's a kinyan called Chazaka, evil defense, there's a kinyan called Sudr, there's a kinyan called Shtar. Rashi says over here that the chiddush of the Gemara is that there's a new chiddush called what? Rochav's Kana. And what's the chiddush of Rochav's Kana? It says Rashi Azach would shock the world because the animal didn't move. Ein Azazel, Rashi says. And since it didn't move, so I would think you're not Kainer. Kamashul and you're Kainer. Let's go slowly here. So the obvious question is, so what Kenyan is this? It's Meshicha, the animal didn't move. It's Agbah, I didn't pick it up. I'm riding it. There's a new Kenyan called riding. And this is a psicha to everything that we'll talk about tomorrow, the Big Mach Lekes Beis Alevi, the Ktsais, and the Pnei Yeshua. What's behind this Rashi? Kamash Malah, that Rochav is kind of. It means, you can't bring a ride from our Mishnah to the inside of what? You can't bring a ride to the Magnus, you're like a very right, Mishnah Yaseira. Yeah, it's not Mishnah Yaseira. It's coming to teach me as I think it's out, that Rochav is kind of. The shaila is, what's the right? Not what the right is. The shaila is, what is Rochav? Why would I think it's not? I said, I rode on the animal went. Teresi says, Rashi, the chiddush is because it didn't move. If it didn't move, so what's the kinyan? You're sitting on a horse. It's like the Beis HaLevi. We'll talk about the Beis HaLevi tomorrow. I'll send you out in print tomorrow. It's like the Beis HaLevi that this Rashi holds that Rochav is a new Maisa kinyan. Where you learn it out of, you have to know, and you have to know what to get. What's the Maisa kinyan? I'm riding a horse. It shows bylaws. Not because I moved the animal, and not because I took it into my rishos, I drew it into my rishos. Now the word is because I rode an animal, and riding an animal is a ma'aseh kinyan. How come that the animal's feet didn't move? Because I stayed in Rashi b'chayra. The big riddle is, okay, and how do you know that from the Mishnah? Where did the Mishnah teach you that Rachel was koinah? Where's the raya? Now we have to talk. Okay, so it's an extra Mishnah. What does the extra Mishnah teach me? You two guys are riding on a horse. It's a raya that Rachel is koinah. If I want to be koinah on a horse with somebody, I don't have to do Mashiach. I don't have to do Harakwa. I can do what? What can I do? I can do Rachel. I didn't move the animal. I'll do Kenyan. Where the Mishnah is there, raya that Rachel is a Kenyan? That's the big problem. So there's a major, major, major problem here. What's the raya, by the way? Where's the raya that Rachel's coming? Where Mishnah not talking about Kinyanim? How do we learn this morning? Stage eight is that there's no raya because of Rachel. What? Can you hear me? Hold on. So where's the raya from the Mishnah that Rachel is coming? I heard it's extra. Where's the raya that it's koina? So there are two ways to learn. We're going to see it's totally on my base, one second, but I want to present it now. The Baal Batish way to learn is to say that when they're coming into Bezdin, each guy's tiny, I was koina with a rochav. I mean, since they're coming into Bezdin like that, it's mistumba, they're tiny, that I was koina with a rochav. It's a deichek, but we'll see it on my base. And the ride, the rochav is koina is, because two guys walk into Bezdin, ride into Bezdin, riding on a horse, is they came to have a kushi, and how were you koina it? Is the pshat is that vice is to feed their tainis. Each guy's tiny. I was koyin in rechiva. That's what happened. The way they came into business is what they tainted. Is that the pshat? Or it's a much more lumdus pshat. The other lumdus pshat is that you need what the rishonim call. We're going to see it at length on our base. A tfisa haruya lekinyan. You're not called a toughness on something until you hold it in a way that shows bailus. I repeat. You're not called, you're a tafus until you hold it in a way which is real the kinyan. If you hold something in a way that's not ready to make a kinyan, you're not called a tafus. I repeat. Stage eight of the Gemara is, the Gemara said there's an extra line, Shnayim Reichim, what are you telling me, Maisalach, the guy came in riding on a horse. It's like the Gemara, it's a ride that's a Megbisach HaRavera. It's a new reason for Yechleik, everything you want to know. It's coming to teach you Rachel Kani. Now what the chiddush of Rachel Kani is, that's the topic of Rashi, that the animal didn't move. But how do you know the Rachel? Where's the Mishnah with Rachel Kani? Who said they were Kani with Rachel? Maybe they're Kani with Mishicha, with Suda? The answer is, said the Lomdim, because you have to have a, we're going to see it before Shri Shana like this. A tefisa is only called a tefisa if it's royal Kenyan. If it's not a tefisa, which is holding it in a way which holds bad, it's not even called a tafas. It's not even called you holding onto it. What's the problem with that shot, by the way? Why don't I want that shot? What's wrong with that shot? What? No, say better. Say better. What's my problem with? I'm asking a bomb kashub shot in the Gemara. We're in stage eight. The Gemara answers at the end of the day that Rochav is Shnayim Roichim is not extra because it's coming to teach me a different kinyan. That what? That you could be kind of a day Rochav, which is a chiddush. And where do you know from the Mishnah you're kind of? Where's the Mishnah? Mishnah talking about kinyan. Mishnah talking about kinyan. It's just when they arrived in Bezdin, writing it. How they were koined, who knows how they were koined. Maybe it was koined with the Suda, maybe Yashin did from his grandfather. I don't know what it's called. It's Kudashali. I picked it up, I did Hagbah, the Mashiach. Who says he did Rachav to be koined? They arrived in Bezdin holding onto it by riding it. Shnayim, Reichim, Malach, two guys were riding. They came into Bezdin like that. Who says they made a Kenya like that? See, you could learn Baal Batish. Okay? You could learn Baal Batish that whatever. But, that what? That they claim they were koined de Rechiv, okay? They claim they were kind of the Rechivu. But I'm asking a different shayla. The Velt says, a different shayla Rashi. The Rashi holds like the Rishonim, which are coming up on Amud Beis, you know, next plot, that you need to have a tfisa haruya l'kinyan. In order to be called a tafus, you need to hold it on to a way that shows bialos. That's a way of making a kinyan. Now, why can't that be the shayla Rashi? I didn't hear from anybody yet. No. No. No.
Where's
the
raya that you're
kind of without the harpoon? Okay, there you go. Yes, you can take it from Kasha. Leave it. I don't want that. Sure. They arrived in Bezdin sitting on a horn. Okay, that's what Bezdin told them. It doesn't say they're moving. Sure. But that's not the point now. I have a very simple Kasha which ties together the first day of this month. On the first day of this month, what was the story over here? Both guys are riding the horse, right? Shnayim Reichim Malachim. Two guys are riding the horse. What's the name of it? Behemoth. Yeah? You think you're a Mashiach on a Chamor. Yeah? Yeah? It's not two. Watch what I'm saying now. Two guys are riding a behemoth. I'm more the Kakasha. We medayek the first day of the Zman, the first minute of the Zman, that according to Rashi, do you need oisin to make Yachleku? So if two guys are riding on a behemoth, and let's say it's not a tfisa of royal Kenyan, so nobody's tofas. Okay, so why not? You don't need oisin to make Yachleku. We're talking about two guys riding. So once you ride, that Reichel is kind, because if Reichel won't be kind, he won't be a tofas. Let's say not a tofas. Tishitas Rashi, you don't need to be a tofas. Tishitas Rashi, you can do oisin without Yachleku. How do you know from the first Rashi? Rashi is the kasha. Why Shnayim Oisin? You can do Yachleku without Shnayim Oisin. And Nachas Dovro is medayek for that. In order to do Yachleku, you don't need oisin b'chal. All you need is that there's a suffix in front of us, correct? But I don't need oisin dafka. If you find me a suffix in front of us, a shoshana l'fanav. It's not the oisin that does it. As long as you have a suffix, a physical suffix, okay? Physical suffix is that both the guys are holding on to. I don't need to be cheskas koma. I don't need you to be a tofus. So where did Gemara find the raya that Rochav is kainer? Why? Because otherwise you're not a tofus. I don't need you to be a tofus according to Rashi. If two guys are Rochav, so nobody's a tofus. We say it about it. At the end of the day, we're going to pass him. Mama will suffer Vulcan. Stage 9 of the Gemara is Elam Yisefa. Yisman Chei Moedim Asher Shlamed Mechokim B'lei Shua. B'mai. Yimim Ekech Mechok Tzrich Lameima. Elav Yim Mitzia. What's the chidush of Bechal Dazal Sefer? Shmah Mino. Mekbim Yisir Lechaveru. Kona Chaveru. Rav Omer Lecha. Mekiz Lechen Afi Zachin Amin Lechave. Elav Yim Mitzia. Tzrich Lameima. Dechot Lucham Eshnei Shechokim B'lei Shua. El Allah b'metziyah v'israch hashmina she'enach yochal chaytut v'ngvim v'sir l'chaveroi kona chaveroi, and therefore belongs to the two of them, because either you were moida that you picked up half, which means that you picked up half together with him, or there were eidim, perhaps that was the case, but either way it's mufurish mishnah that ha'ngvim v'sir l'chaveroi kona chaveroi. That is stage 9, stage 10, I forgot what it was. Those are the 9 stages of this Gemara as the Gemara winds down till the end with all the lamedes that we had. Now, we're ready to begin the sugya of Rechamadik. We're going to start tomorrow with Shatir. There's going to be a lot of mamakrimis. Pay attention.